Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting second. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting third. The center fielder, Chili Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Brenly. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom O'Malley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rennie Martin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Rennie Martin. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jesse Orozco. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jesse Orozco. And now, play ball. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Stearns and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman scoops it up and throws to first, with Orozco covering, for the out. Wolford moves to second. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wolford scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Rennie Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Martin reaches second base with a double. O'Malley moves to third. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0 for 1 in the game. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a pop-up towards short. LeMaster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis bunts towards the mound. Orozco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Orozco. Davis moves to second. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. Wolford hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0 for 1 in the game. Brenly hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive towards first. Smith reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Orozco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orozco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Brenly and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Baylor reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. It's 2-1, Giants. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. O'Malley reaches second base with a double. Rennie Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a pop-up towards the mound. Orozco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. LeMaster takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Malley scores. LeMaster moves to second. It's 3-1, Giants. Pat Zachary now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark takes first base on ball 4. LeMaster moves to third. Davis moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. Davis scores. Clark moves to third. It's 5-1, Giants. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Wolford reaches second base with a double. Clark scores. Smith moves to third. It's 6-1, Giants. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-2 in the game. Brenly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. Foster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 0-for-1 in the game. Stearns hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Stearns reaches second base with a double. Foster goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 Giants. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stearns moves to third. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mankowski hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stearns tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Giants. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Pat Zachary. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Backman moves to second. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Randy Jones now pitching. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. O'Malley is hit by the pitch. Rennie Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones fires to first and picks off O'Malley. One out. Rennie Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-3 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Brenly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. One out. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-3 in the game. Brenly strikes out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Rennie Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood pinch hits for Randy Jones. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Mets 3. The Giants will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuiper bunts towards the mound. Leach fields it and throws to first for the out. LeMaster moves to second. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. LeMaster scores. It's 7-3, Giants. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis scores. Clark moves to third. It's 8-3, Giants. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark scores. Smith moves to second. It's 9-3, Giants. Bob Brenly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brenly is 0-for-4 in the game. Brenly strikes out. Two outs. Tom O'Malley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Malley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. O'Malley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Max Vanabil now playing right field. Dave Bergman now playing first base. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martin juggles the ball. That's an error on Martin. Staub moves to third. Kingman moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Staub scores. Kingman scores. It's 9-5, Giants. Gary Lavell now pitching. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foster moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. Foster moves to third. One out. Ron Gardenhire pinch hits for Phil Mankowski. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Malley fields it and throws to first for the out. Backman moves to second. Two outs. Ellis Valentine pinch hits for Terry Leach. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Valentine reaches second base with a double. Foster scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 9-7, Giants. Greg Minton now pitching. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 7. The Giants will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire now playing shortstop. Bob Baylor now playing third base. Mike Scott now pitching. Greg Minton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. LeMaster bunts between the mound and first base. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats LeMaster for the out. Minton moves to second. One out. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-4 in the game. Kuiper takes first base on ball 4. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Minton moves to third. Kuiper moves to second. Two outs. Max Venable is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Venable hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-4 in the game. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into right field. Venable settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 9, and New York Mets, 7. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.